Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our lug of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is an aim to make a man feel proud.
Good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, 8:55 on your AM dial every Sunday morning, 50 years running, radio show, 3CR Community Radio, and good morning to the whole gang. We have three trees.
Good morning, everybody. How are we?
Not too bad.
Better than you, by the sound of that.
Young Emma, how are you going, my friend?
Fabulous, thank you. Very,
and
very
we
well.
Have the Sparrow.
Yep. How's everyone going?
Yeah, a little bit up and down.
Yeah, a bit up and down.
Surely we got to give a better name than that.
Forgot about that.
What about the psychiatrist?
The Shrink?
The Shrink.
I was about to
pressure's
say,
on.
I got mixed up with that because you get mixed up with you. I was about to call you the psychopath.
I think that would probably be more accurate.
I was like, got to get this one right. Psychiatrist.
We need a psychiatrist day. You know, it is the great day. It is the day of Cummo Cup. So you got to get down there to the Cummo Cup. And I probably need a psychologist. I'm a bit nervous, a bit pumped up. Before the game, I'm ready to go.
You're playing.
Ready to.
Wow.
To
got a
in,
bad
mate.
Feeling about this.
I reckon, you know, I'll put my hand up to go in the midfield, but.
Strap in.
I think lazy 28 possessions will do me. I'll be honest.
28 in the first half.
I'm borrowing Bobby Forward's boots, and they're a size 12, and I'm a size 10. So
you're off to a flying start.
I've really hit the ground running.
I was talking to Rudy the other day. He's all intentions of getting one in on you.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah. They're coming. When are they get another opportunity to take you out?
It's going to be hard. I'm on the same team as Rudy. You better not cheap shot me, the bastard.
Yeah, oh, man. Hold your breath.
So it's down at...
ASA Park, Shelley Street, Heidelberg Heights. Obviously, it kicks off at about 12 o'clock. And the match starts about 3, so...
They've got a women's game. North Heidelberg play Laidlaw, so the women's game's before us, and then the men's game starts, I think it starts at 3 o'clock. So get down there, be good, cracker of a day. And obviously, the great John Cummings, he delivered, you know, unparalleled achievements for our union. Yeah. And his legacy is still delivering for working class people in the Cummo Foundation and all the great work they do. So let's get down there. It should be a cracker of a day. You know,
the weather's going to be 28 today, so.
28. I'm pumped up. You know, I think we've got young Bruce.
All up.
We've got Bruce going to be the runner. He's going to run out the messages.
Oh, imagine. You'd be lucky to get one message per quarter,
Chief,
Bruce.
Chief will be running the messages.
Imagine pulling a hammy and needing a rub down to it.
I think we've got...
We're a bit of
Chief's going to do the downward dog out there, he reckons.
I think we've got Uncle Dell doing the boards, moving the magnets.
Pikey's coaching, isn't he?
Oh, I don't know. I think so.
Jeez, that'll be a few blues then, I reckon.
Lovey's playing, so we'll get to see Lovey. Shax is playing as well, so
Grouse.
And Big Maddie, Maddie and Yanni are playing. There's a few of us.
That'd be good.
A few what? Organisers with targets on their backs. Also,
please.
You'd have been in for Marty Rubble.
Well, they might be able to catch me.
Here we go getting the gorilla. Is the gorilla going to... Was he going to fit it to have a go? All he does is talk about his footy career back in the day, and he was this good and that good.
Well, well. It's his time to shine.
Have you ever heard the story about the gorilla went in a kicking competition, and the ball, there was the kicker football in the back of a ute, and they were down at, I think it was down at Frankston, the kicker ball at halftime into the back of the ute. The gorilla went into it, and the ball come back further than what it went forward. He reckons he was there with Buffer, and Buffer had Alzheimer's. He goes, he couldn't remember nothing else, but he can remember that.
So we're teed up for some good teams.
Teams, and it's a good rivalry. You know, both clubs, they're both working class clubs. We heard from Briggsy last week. You know, and it's, you know, this is what it's all about: is union getting in behind, you know, community raising money for, you know, a lot of things, and even getting together just for the mental health side of things. And we'll go into it with the psychologist in a minute. But
you're really setting me up,
psychologist.
Oh, golly. So all right, we better get in. So, yeah, get down there. It's a great day. It'll be a great day.
Family-friendly, you know, atmosphere.
Dogs, bring your dogs.
Bring your dogs. I think there's merchandise will be there for sale. There might be some Concrete Gang shirts if we've got any left. Yeah. They've sold out pretty quick. We're going to be doing another order. So, keep, you know, get in quick before they go.
Get the colours out.
So, we got the psych in. She... looks there after our wellness.
For all intents and purposes, I'm
our wellness centre, her and the Wilshire, they look after our wellness centre and our mental health, well-being and all that. So, So where are we at with the mental health side of the business?
Well, that's a loaded question. Sadly, our industry is the second highest industry in the country for suicide risk.
We'll beat them.
So, oh heavens! So, Pokey and I, we're busy. We're busy. We've I think in the last 18 months, I don't have my stats in front of me, but from memory, we've had roughly 10 to 12 suicides in the industry in the last 12 months. So it's a, and they're all our blokes. It's men, 3 times more likely than women to take their lives. So it's a huge epidemic that we're facing in our society and in our industry, in our family. And so Pokey and I, that's our day-to-day job is looking after our organisers, our shop stewards, and also our rank and file members when it comes to this sort of stuff.
And the only way we're going to fix this is, you know, bringing it to light. You know, none of us as men are probably good at talking about it, you know, and talking to each other and looking after each other. And we've got to really drive that Blue Hats program. You need to get the psychologist and Pokey down there to the jobs and start doing some toolboxes about it. And if you are, you know, if you are struggling, there's always help. There's always, we can always find a solution to anything, really. You know what I mean?
Well, I think one of the sad things about society is that we've taught our blokes that to be strong means you need to be silent, you know. And so it's created this culture and this stigma that you know, forces men to feel like they've got to be just sort of buff up strong and sort of soldier on through. And sadly, we see the side effects of that, which, you know, is this crazy suicide rate that we have in the industry. So like you're saying, we need, you know, getting around each other and removing some of that shame around talking, bringing some light to the topics. Like, we're all human. Mental health doesn't discriminate.
No one's immune to it.
No one's immune to it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It comes for everybody, race, creed.
Yep.
It comes after all of us eventually, one way or another.
Yeah.
It just affects people a bit harder than
100%.
Others.
And we all have dark times, and, you know, especially in our industry too, because it's a lot of uncertainty in our industry where, you know, you're working flat out and you're on good money for 2 years and then you got nothing, but you've got that mortgage tied to the what you were earning 2 years ago and family pressure, especially the hours we do. We did a toolbox this morning and you're there at dark, you know, and the boys won't be going home till dark.
Especially coming into the next few months, it's tough.
Yeah, very true. Winter. Yeah. The darker months.
Yeah.
We do see a bit of a spike in, you know, the phone rings just a bit more in those months because people, like you're saying, they're at work in the dark, they're home in the dark, financial pressure. We see a lot of financial pressure, which a lot of people don't understand because they think, oh, you know, your guys are paid really well, but, you know, you spend what you earn, really. Yeah. Most of us do, you know. Yeah, and so, and like you're saying, your jobs change, your income changes or you're out of work, you know, for a long period of time. And I think there's pressure on men too. I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, fellas, but, you know, you're there to provide and to protect. And when you feel like you're not providing in a way that's, you know, effective, essentially, that's a lot of pressure on and you guys.
You look at some of these jobs that we do, like, you know, you're talking a minimum 12 hours a day.
Yeah. That's
six
right.
6 days a week. And then the pressures of going home and then having to deal with everything else,
mm-hmm.
as well as dealing with what you're doing on the job. And a lot of stuff we do, most of it's all high risk.
Yeah.
Whether you, as soon as you walk in that gate, you're high risk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether you're the guy that swings the crane or the guy that swings the hammer, it's all high risk at the end of the day. And you have to be on your game to do that job correctly. You know what I mean? And if you've got mental issues tied up at the back, whether how small or high they are, it all affects how you perform.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're bringing that home, it's a long week and you're just getting one day of the week.
Yeah.
You're sitting on the Sunday sort of going, I've got to cut my grass, got to take my kids to basketball, got to do, you know, make the dinner. Mm. Some single dads out there, you know, get their kids on the weekends, you know, do the washing, shit like that there. Mm. It all builds up and it's just an endless cycle just to keep the ball rolling, you know.
And these builders keep signing these shit programs. They get worse and worse, you know.
And normally when you're out of work, everyone's out of work, so it's not as just click your finger or you earmark yourself. You've done your company said, listen, we've got this job, and then that job falls through for them. And then you're like, I had other options, but I put all my eggs in that one basket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like you said, some of the blokes, you know, if you got, you know, your kids at home and you can only have them on the weekends, but you're not getting any work and the only work you can get is that weekend. And the ex-missus is saying, you need to have the kids. And you're like, mate, I haven't worked all week. I need to get some sort of money in. It's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure. Yeah. And life's just really busy these days. I think it's busier than it probably was, you know, 40, 50 years ago. I don't know, you boys might be able to tell me.
Get rid of mobile phones. Wreck that. Phones wreck that.
Phones and internet. Get rid of the
you
lot.
Know, there's a lot of expectations we put on ourselves, a lot of expectations we put on each other. Kids are always busy. There's just so much going on. And you'd be surprised, like people say to me, oh, I'm working in a male-dominated field. Like, do they actually talk? And I say, yeah, blokes do actually talk when you know, and us as women, we're natural nurturers, you know, and caretakers. And when you actually give, I find when I, you know, you give our members the space to talk, we actually genuinely ask how you're going, they will open up. It's just about creating space for people to actually, you know, chat and be honest and not feel that you have to have this sort of facade that, oh, everything's all right, got it all together, you know, the pressure of that as well, the mask that a lot of us wear. Yeah.
And it is a mask, isn't it, really, when you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd actually say all of the incidents that Pokey and I have attended that are suicides, every single person says, oh, I would have never picked it. I had no idea. You know, he was laughing in the sheds yesterday or even as early as this morning. You know, sometimes it happens on the day of work. Or I saw him, you know, we were at the pub on Saturday and he was having a great time, dropped him home, had absolutely no idea. So the truth is we just don't know what people are fighting. I think that's why it's important to be kind, you know, as well.
Positive, be positive, put positive energy out there.
Yeah, because you just don't know sort of what people are facing. And appreciation too, you know. I think a lot of the time our members, they really go underappreciated by society, by people in their own life. You know, if you're not in our industry, you don't always know how bloody hard it is, you know, to be out there on the tools. And, like, I don't claim to know it either because that's not where I've come from either. But, you know, I see how hard, you know, our industry works. And, you know, we're a male-dominated industry. I see how hard our blokes work and how often they are at work, you know, and I think a lot of the time that's not always understood at home or by their friendship groups or just by the community, how much they're actually doing to, you know, when I think about it and when I'm in my toolboxes, I really make a point of thanking our members for their contribution to society because I get to access this amazing city of Melbourne because you are out there building it, you know. You're up at the crack of dawn, you're physically labouring, you're actually doing this hard work that I haven't had to do.
The best city in the world.
Best city in the world as of this, again, this week, I think, you know. So I think appreciation too is, it goes a long way just saying to a mate, hey, you know, well done, good job today.
Especially you look at the moment, like Jeffrey Epstein gets better media than what we do, you know.
Well,
but
yeah, exactly.
And all we're doing is trying to build shit and get a good living and a good standard of living.
Yeah.
How dare you fight for wages and conditions that are, you know,
but even see
the best in the country.
Like some of our members, you know, people like in the general public are looking at us like we're thugs and criminals and we're far from it. We're just working class people trying to earn good wages and good conditions.
Yeah.
And we do have good wages and conditions, but we fought for them. And it's not all, like we said, we might be earning the grass for a couple of months or a year and then we're not earning the grass. And then, it is what it is. That's why we have like redundancy and all that. Like you see that, like, and we'll probably lead into it. You see like that mole Jackie Falgate, like she's like saying like to a minister, hey, what, you don't want to pay the teachers the same as the CFMEU, you know what I mean? And trying to, if anyone sends their kids to school on Tuesday, they're a grub, you know what I mean? You don't want your kids being scabs.
No, we want teachers to get good money, but we're not going to apologise for earning good money and having a good agreement. And being an effective union.
Bloody hell. And Jackie Falgate's accusing us saying, oh, we get paid too much. We're getting RDOs left, right and centre as if they have more days off than I have hot dinners. And the reality of the fact is, comparing us, the teachers, is comparing apples to oranges. You know what I mean? The teachers, all right, and I'm all for it, don't get me wrong, I'm not dishing at the teachers, I'm just saying, but they're a different space to us. Their work could be long-term. Our work is only as long as a project lasts. Yeah. You might be on a job that's worth $300 million, but it might only go for 18 months. At the end of 18 months, you're looking for the next crank. Mm. And if you can't get it, you're not actually earning in between that. People think that we're still earning this constantly. You know what I mean?
And
the main goal, sorry, just to touch on what Jackie Falgate was, she wants to split the working class down the middle.
Yeah.
And it's the old, see, get the teachers and the construction workers fighting with each other, and then all the people that are making the real money are all in the background laughing. Yeah. You know what I mean? The reality is, we're all working class people at the end of the day.
Wasn't too long ago she had to hand back a Merc because she didn't declare it for their sponsorship.
Correct. You
know? And in 2023, she was earning over $300,000 a year. With $25,000 endorsements from BMW, NAB, Chemist Warehouse, and the rest of it. But we're the criminals.
I'll be absolutely fucked if I'm going to sit here and listen to someone who does a 3-hour show 5 days a week. Yeah.
Gets out of her warm car into her warm office.
Tell our members they're making too much money. And not working hard enough. She wouldn't have an absolute crack with heart, have a clue what hard work was.
I love to see her do traffic for 12 hours out there.
I'd just love to see her do a 3-hour show with 40 degree heat in her studio.
She should be loving us. We're 90% of her body, the shit she talks about. Without us, she's got nothing to talk about.
Exactly right.
We put her on the screens. Yeah,
we do.
We want our kickback off her.
And who's that grub up in Queensland? What's his name?
Jason Matheson.
Justin Matthews. That's him.
Another grub.
Oh, isn't he?
Banging like on. How dare we have an RDO at the end of a public holiday and longer the time we got off over Easter?
Hard dare we take the day off for Anzac Day? No wonder we can't get anything built in this.
Publicly.
What a moron.
But what these morons don't realise, we're building quicker than anyone else in the world, and the companies we build for, the builders we build for, are making multi-billion dollar profits. Yeah. And we want our little share. And they're making that profit after we get our share. So what, you want to give them more? You
know? No wonder the builders are lining up to sign agreements, because we do a good job and they make money.
Yeah.
And we are the fastest in the world. Victoria is the most unionised state in construction, and we are the fastest builders in the world.
With the, you know, with the least amount of deaths. Yeah. Because of the heavy safety requirements we put in place.
All right, we better cut to a track. Chris Moon.
The Moon Dog.
Christy Moore.
Now we're on it. I'm an ordinary man, nothing special, nothing grand. I've had to work for everything I own. I never asked for a lot, I was happy with what I got. Enough to keep my family and my home.
What a cracking good song.
Oh, Christy Moore.
Yes.
AKA Christy Moon.
And we played that one, obviously we were saying Paddy's Day last Tuesday. Which was a cracker of a
certainly
day.
Certainly was.
Bit of Irish cheer going around.
Many a G getting split.
Goodness me.
Yeah, I did a couple.
Yeah, I was interested. I was interested watching the sparrow try it, and he just goes, oh, because it's just terrible.
It's like dirt.
Did stop drinking another 3 or 4 of them.
How can you pretend to like this?
They're so uncultured.
You'd be good for siphoning diesel.
I'll tell you who can split the G. Old McCam's sister, didn't she?
Well, no, she drank the whole thing.
She smashed the whole thing.
Decimated the G.
She broke the glass.
I tell you, mate, anyone who can do that,
good on her.
Drink me under the table.
This week, the union, all the organisers and the leadership of the union, we had a, what do you call it?
And the
socks.
And the socks. Strategic planning.
Yeah,
we had 3 days of strategic planning.
There?
Don't know what that
mid-stroke.
Anyway,
strategically planning the new EBA and how we're going to move forward.
We can get some sort of government rebate for the
We do. We do.
For what? Speech pathology? Should,
I'd hate to be the poor bastard on Spotify and have to put in the subtitles for me. Please. You don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm saying.
There's a tactic behind it.
Oh, yeah. Goodness. Anyway, so we got together and we were going through where we're going as a union and going through some of the issues we have in the EBA and comparing the old EBA and the EBA before that and what's been changed and what shouldn't have been changed and how can we move forward in the future and what do we got to do in our EBA and some of the stuff, you know, and about trying to lock in some of them conditions and, you know, which was, I thought it was fantastic,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, great. It's good to sit and nod it out and everyone has their say and, you know what I mean? You might think you have a good idea and then you hear someone else's idea and you know what? A little bit of my idea, a little bit of your idea, and we've got a really functioning
great idea.
Teamwork.
Like, role we can go down here, you know?
Yeah.
And like you said, I know you said it a little bit strangely, strategically planning how we do it. Yeah, I mean, anything
strategically.
Anything that you really want up, has mate. To be strategically planned.
Yeah, exactly. And it was good. And actually having some input, you know what I mean? And like we sort of broke off in groups and worked on sort of things and ideas and about some of the things we need to get back to just as a core union, you know, get back to basics and be, you know, move forward. And there's a plan, like obviously we worked out some of the things we want to put together and we're going to have a survey get sent out to all the membership, which, you know, it's if you're a CFMEU member, you need to fill out that survey. We're also going to have it on the jobs, probably paper form as well. There's more of them surveys that actually gives us a mandate of what you want in your EBA and that'll form the log of claims. We're not a union that dictates to our members.
At the end of the day, we can come up with every idea. It's your EBA at the end of the day, not ours, you know.
We're a rank and file driven union and, you know, we need to, you know, get that done, which we've always have done in the past, and then we're going to have a mass meeting which will come after we get that. So, you know, we want to do that survey, get it out to our membership, you know, let's start planning our EBA because we don't want to get in a situation like we did last time and negotiations got stalled and we're, you know,
due to COVID,
missing pay increases and all that and bringing all that. And there's a lot of stuff in the industry we've got to tidy up, and no one's saying this EBA campaign's going to be easy, but nothing worth winning is. So no,
that's correct.
So we got to, you know, and we're up for the blue. And our members, we had a meeting today. Our members are up for the blue. You know what I mean? There's no doubt in that, you know.
And as bad as they're all trying to make our name, we couldn't have enough jumpers on the jobs to sell today.
Yeah, know? Exactly.
So that's a positive, isn't it?
You
know?
Yeah.
And, you know, they can muddy the waters up, but our members know what we're the difference between them and nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The shield that fucking looks after everyone's the CFMEU, and we're going to continue to do that. And they're proud of it. We're the union that delivered the 80-hour day. A lot of people, all these unions talk about all 80-hour day. A lot of these unions talk about all this stuff they've delivered. Yeah. We actually have. And we're the first one to get domestic violence leave put in agreements. Yeah. Even though we're in male-dominated industry, they can sit there and all these happy-clappy unions have shots at us, but we are the union that delivers for the working class, and we always have. Multiple times as a member, I've been on strike to support the teachers for better pay and conditions, 100%. And I'll continue to do that.
I'll be there Tuesday.
Yeah. We're all saying that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
and then you get the likes of Sally McManus, and they're talking about getting this, talking about getting that, talking about, and then goes into the, you know, the, what do you call it? They had the big meetup, and she got laughed out of the room.
Caucus.
Got nothing.
Caucus.
No, it was called a summit. We're having one some of sort of. It was some sort of summit. It was a summit. She went to a summit with all the Labour Party people and all that there, and she got laughed out of the room. So,
wow.
Okay.
Where people actually get results.
And we better get into the Skellywags and Suki Lalas.
Yeah, well, you can put Jackie Fowler.
I'll tell you what.
Old mate thing, I know.
This time next week, I'll be sooking by the end of the day. I'll definitely be sooking.
Yeah. We better make sure this joint's with Jackie. I'm just worried. To get you in here.
I'm just worried if you can die from lactic acid buildup.
That Jason Matthews for sure.
Oh, Jason.
How dare we tack an RDO onto the end of a long weekend?
Yeah.
You know?
Jackie Falgate for trying to split the working class, the teachers and the construction workers.
If anybody should be talking about who works as many hours, she works zero almost.
And had to give a car back because she didn't declare it.
Any bosses that aren't letting their workers do blue hats training?
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
A low hat. We get a bit of that. There's a bit of,
I didn't realise that was a thing. I thought they'd be happy for them to do it.
Yeah.
Well, talk about EBAs, we really were pushing hard to get some more mental health protections in there as well.
100%.
Things like members actually being paid, no questions asked, for going to do the blue hats training.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that, which should happen. So who are we going with that?
Matthew, whatever.
Yeah,
Matthew.
Yeah, I think Jason sounds Matthews. Like he takes the cake this week.
Brisbane moral.
Sookie Lalas, who we got for Sookie Lalas, lads?
Who's Sookin?
I'll be Sookin.
Who's Sookin?
I'll be Sookin. I'll put myself up
there. I was going to say, there'll be a few Sooks today.
Jackie Felgate, she's Sookin.
Yeah, she's always Sookin, though. You know?
Yeah.
She'd miss us if we weren't around.
Mate, the whole of Australia is looking about the petrol prices.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
100%.
Aren't we all?
Pauline Hanson wants us to go get involved in the war in Iran as if it hasn't got any worse than what it is.
I'm not the most educated person in the world, but you think the government would just let free public transport while this is going on?
Yeah.
Let's open it up. Free public transport, free parking at the train stations. You know, please.
Who'd have thought all that infrastructure that was built by the members would be coming in handy.
That's right. Getting rid of all those boom gates and stuff.
No conspiracy there, boys. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So, Sookie Lalas, who are we going with Sookie Lalas? We've got Jackie Felgate. We've got everyone sooking over the petrol prices.
I think that's fair to be sooking over that.
Yeah. Oh, I am too.
That's a fair sook.
100%.
Yeah.
We should be sooking about how the government didn't have enough storage of petrol in the country and diesel.
Yes.
That's the real issue.
Yeah.
I think it's Jackie.
Jackie.
I think it's
Jackie.
Hands down Jackie.
Jackie for sure, yeah.
Jackie Felgate.
Yeah.
We all agree in Jackie
Felgate. Yeah. I'll be putting old Mr. Scallywag, is he?
Yeah.
No, I'm happy with that.
The dynamic duo.
Yeah.
All right.
Bonnie Rubble.
We better go out the same old way. Dare the struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight, you lose. And make sure you get down to the Cummo Cup.
Baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems, I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Boy, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my. Good Lord, tell them drink something. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.